Earlier this month, the Trump administration slashed funding for the United Nations Family Planning Agency, or UNFPA, to the tune of more than $30 million. Administration officials accused the UN agency of supporting the coercive abortion of thousands of Chinese girls. Advocates of the agency say the impact of Trump's cuts are being felt worldwide. The U.S. was the UNFPA's largest donor. The World's Christina Asquith is keeping an eye on the story for us. She joins me here in the studio. Christina, is there any truth to this? I mean, what's behind these accusations about coercive abortions in China?
So, no, there's no evidence that the UNFPA is involved in any way in coercive abortions in China. And the State Department, in announcing that they were cutting their funding, admitted this, that there is no evidence. However, there is this kind of lingering perception that, first of all, the Chinese government and its officials are still actively pressuring women to have abortions if they have had more than one or two children, and that the mere presence of UNFPA officials working alongside these Chinese family planning officials makes them kind of complicit.
Of course, this goes back to what really did happen in China when the one-child policy was instituted in the late 70s. But what's been the U.S. position or involvement on this issue in general?
So the U.S. is considered to have been slow initially in responding to this policy that was absolutely brutal. Nobody wants to soft pedal what China was doing with women in the 80s and 90s. The data from the Chinese Health Ministry estimates there were 330 million abortions of Chinese fetuses since 1980. And the stories are hideous. Women being dragged from their home, some as late as 8 months pregnant, having abortions forced on them, and forced sterilization. So the U.S. has condemned this policy officially. However, the UNFPA, which is active in China and in working alongside Chinese family planning officials, has always tried to strike a balance between condemning the policy and criticizing China outwardly and working alongside them in kind of a more of a nudging them with advocacy and evidence-based research to a softer approach to reducing fertility. And so it's that balance that they're trying to strike, and that's why they say they are still in the country and working alongside Chinese officials.
And of course, this isn't the first time that an American president has cut funding to the UNFPA. There's been kind of a flip-flop depending on who's in the White House.
There has been a flip-flop, and that is why many critics of the UNFPA cuts will say this isn't about China. This is about the stopping the U.S. from having any sort of policy or programming or funding behind it that advocates two things: the use of contraception by women and women's access to abortion. Inside the Trump administration, they are very open that they are against both of these things, access to contraception and women's right to access abortion. And so they don't want to see any funding going towards that kind of programming.
How has China reacted to the cuts to UNFPA?
Chinese officials, especially those working in family planning, are disappointed and they're surprised because it's coming at a time when they are really making headway on this issue, they say. For example, last year they ended the one-child-only policy, and forced abortions and coercive abortions are, as everybody says, extremely rare right now. So there was a sense that the Chinese government and its family planning officials, in partnership with UNFPA, were really making headway in reducing the instances of coercive abortion. And this is kind of a setback.
Christina Asquith is the director of our Across Women's Lives project. Thanks, Christina.
Thank you, Carol.